Hey Scott.
Hey Joe, how you doing?
I'm all right. How was your day?
That was pretty good.
Good.
Good. How was yours?
Not too bad. Not too bad. So, just waiting on our Robert. So, there he is.
Here I am.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Indy's Local Flavor Podcast Show. We've all been absent for a while.
Or AWOL.
That's a Beastie Boys song.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get going to our sponsors. Josh Cohn's down there on US 31 there in Indy. If you're looking for a car, whether you're divorced or your credit's not exactly perfect, or if you're looking for a new car or an upgrade, give him a call at 317-885-2700. That's Josh Cohn's 317. I'm sorry, call his cell phone, 317-665-6559. That's 317-665-6559. If you're in the mood for classic diner-style food, make sure you check out Indy's Historic Steer Inn. They're at 5130 East 10th Street. It's 317-356-0996. I had the tenderloin recently, and it's, along with the mac and cheese, it's the best in town. So it's a fantastic. It's Indy's Historic Steer Inn, 5130 East 10th Street, 317-356-0996. They're usually open till 8 during the week, and they're open till 9 on Friday and Saturday. Make sure you check out the shop for all your cool sporting collegiate gear or Pacers gear. It's the shopindy.com. They've got Deer Creek shirts. They've got, let's see, I saw Roslyn Bakery shirts. They've got a whole bunch of everything. It's retro Indianapolis. It's the shopindy.com. There's one in Broad Ripple and one in Clay Terrace. It's the shopindy.com. If you're looking for a date night place and you're on the north side, it's Charleston's at 6815 East 82nd Street, 317-841-0442. My daughter really likes the chicken tenders. I've had them. They're extremely tender. All their food is outstanding. It's Charleston's at www.charlestons.com. If you're in Broad Ripple, make sure you check out Dad's Kitchen. It tastes like home. Whether you're looking to sit in for a cup of coffee or on the run, Dad's Kitchen has your back, inspired by quick and casual food. Dad's Kitchen is a mix of delicious Spanish and American foods. They also have Peruvian, and they're a family-run business. I've had their omelet there, and it's amazing. Give them a call, 317-986-6209, or you can check them out at dadskitchenindy.com. Also, if you're looking for authentic Mexican on the east side, it's El Jarepo, 50 East Washington Point Drive, 317-898-3921. If you're looking for adult beverage, of course, they have margaritas. They have all the traditional authentic Mexican dishes, and whether you want seafood, steak, traditional, they also have 30 combo platters for under $10. It's a place you want to check out. It's El Jarepo. Also, I'm a regular at this place. It's Giacomo's Upper Crust Pizza. There's one in Greenwood at 317-883-8993. That's where I first had it. There's one in Fort Bend at 317-986-4545. Or I go to the Irvington location at 317-356-6612. They're open till 9 p.m. They do have dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. And my two favorite pizzas are these. I have a couple. Cheese Louise and the Slaughterhouse Five, if you're into pineapple on your pizza, the luau is excellent. And finally, I always try to give back to the community when I can. So the place that I choose to do that is Gleaners Food Bank. All you have to do is go to gleaners.org. And if you're so inclined and you want to give a donation because it's for the poor or the homeless, the formula is $1, only $1 equals 5 meals for the hungry. So if you feel like donating to a worthwhile cause, of course, it's tax deductible. Please go to gleaners.org. So Rob, how was your day?
It was real good. It was real good. You know, central Indiana, 80 degrees, sun's out, guns out. Beautiful.
Fine. I'm glad you didn't say the other crossed.
Yeah. No. We're in a subdivision.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Some downer sports news. Former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Geno Hayes passed away of liver disease at only age 33. He also played for the Bears and the Jaguars. I don't know if you guys heard that Raider Mike Davis, cornerback, died of age 65 here recently. And in music news, a Shock G of Digital Underground passed away at only 57. I was... They came to Indianapolis a couple times. I saw the show in 1990 at Market Square Arena, where they opened for Public Enemy, and when they did the Humpty Dance, that place literally exploded. It was a fun show. Let's see what else. Not a whole. Well, the big thing coming up is the draft coming up in 2 days, and we're going to get into that. The big news, football wise, is Chiefs land left tackle Orlando Brown from the Ravens to protect Mahomes. You guys like that trade, or how do you?
I don't know. You know, to me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But maybe that's the need they have, and you know, we shall see.
Well, I thought they cut their left tackle.
I didn't know that they cut him, but
or if he went somewhere else or whatever.
Yeah, maybe got traded. I mean, that's kind of the quandary the Colts are in with this draft coming up. Also, left tackle.
Yes. You guys seen anything good on streaming media at all?
I broke down. I got tired of seeing the offer for the last few months on my Verizon, and they gave me 6 months free of Discovery Plus.
Right.
And I've been binging that. There's some of the shows that I wanted to see. You watch five of them in a row, and you're like, "This is the same thing over and over and over again." You know. So
sure.
Yeah, sure. But it burnt some time, you know, while I'm waiting on my next vaccine, my final vaccine shot here a week from today. So yeah, that's good stuff. I've been doing that for the last couple of weeks.
What brand did you get of the shot?
Pfizer.
Yeah, mine's coming up on May 7th. My experience at Meijer was really smooth. They even sent me a reminder email, which I was impressed with. So
yeah. I jumped on it the second they opened that up, because I thankfully was up that morning, but I'm wondering how you know, just in the grand scheme, how beneficial that was, because it was, I think, the next day or the next week. It was definitely that by the next week they opened it up to everybody, and it's like, you know, I'm looking at a 16-year-old and they're fully vaccinated already. So
yeah. So I was watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's excellent on Disney Plus. If you're a Marvel fan, I know the Disney thing is kind of rubs some people the wrong way, but if you're a Marvel fan, that's a really, really good series. They pulled it off. I actually wish it was a movie instead of only six episodes, but yeah, it was very well done.
That's the question I was getting ready to ask, if it was a movie or six episodes. So
yeah.
Okay.
You guys ready for your top 11 draft picks all time?
I am.
I am, yes.
All right. So go ahead, Rob.
All right. I think this is the first and only time I've ever done this, but I have a tie at number 11. But there's a reason to it. Tied and not based on anything other than I have to get his name in here. Leroy Keyes passed away at 74.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a Purdue running back and safety.
Yeah. He played both sides of the ball. Right.
Yeah. His very first game was a nationally televised game, Scott, against Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe to this day, he still has the longest fumble recovery for a touchdown, 95 yards, against Notre Dame.
Oh, wow.
Notre Dame went on to win the national championship that year. So he had a pretty good start there. He played in the 1967 Rose Bowl, which was a win, Purdue win over USC. And he was second in Heisman consideration in 1968. He was the number three overall pick in 1969 of the Philadelphia Eagles. So that's 11A, 11B. I have Jim Brown, drafted in 1957. Number six overall to the Browns, and he was from Syracuse.
Right. Go ahead, Scott.
My number 11 pick is Mike Singletary.
Oh, yeah.
He was drafted towards the end of the round, towards the end of the second round.
Yeah.
Back in 81. And, I mean, very well could have been a first overall pick, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
10-time Pro Bowl selection, obviously won the Super Bowl there. And, yeah, so that's who I have as my number 11.
The Samurai.
Yes.
Yeah.
I decided to do an audible and added a second bonus pick like Rob did. Do you guys know who drafted Johnny Unitas?
I did not, and I blew that one. I didn't. I don't even have him on my list. Yeah.
The Pittsburgh Steelers drafted him. And then cut him, and he was playing a sandlot football when I think his coach at Louisville said, "Hey, why don't you go try out for the Colts?"
Huh.
And there you go.
That's good. That's good stuff. And a couple of mine that didn't make it, one because he didn't get drafted, was Jeff Saturday. He was a free agent, and guess what? He actually got drafted by, or he was an undrafted free agent. He got drafted by the Ravens.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. For number 10, my number 10, Scott, I was kind of there with you that year. Lawrence Taylor, number two, 1981 draft to the Giants from North Carolina.
Yeah. That guy was amazing.
I've got another linebacker at my number 10 spot. He was drafted at the end of the first round back in 96 as Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah, sure.
13-time Pro Bowl selection, two Super Bowls, and again, probably could have been the number one overall pick.
And that's another one I totally blew, just blew right past it. So good call. Right.
My 11A, and then I'll do my number 10. I don't like I'm not a fan of this guy, but I had to throw him in here, Tom Brady. So I like Michigan, but I don't like Tom Brady. So I'd throw him in here. My number 10 pick, he wasn't on my original rundown, but I looked him up again, and I wanted to make sure I had it right. In 1973, he was the first punter ever taken in a draft in the first round, Ray Guy of the Oakland Raiders.
Oh, that's a good one.
So
that's a good one. My number nine, and I'm trying to base these on, you know, if they go one overall or, you know, in the top five, that's a real crapshoot, you know?
Right.
Well, in 1975, Walter Payton was drafted by the Bears.
Yeah.
At number four.
Yep.
And you know what team picked right before him, before he was picked?
No.
The Colts.
Of course. Oopsie.
Oops. And you know, I don't know what their need was that year or not, but, you know.
I wonder who they got.
That was a fun fact.
Yeah, that's funny.
My number nine pick, not a huge fan of this guy, but, you know, he's obviously – he was a great quarterback. Drafted towards the end of the first round back in 83 was Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Yet another one I missed. Yep. That's good. Out of Pitt, I believe. Pittsburgh.
Yes, Pittsburgh. Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never won a Super Bowl or anything, but
no.
He was still one of the best, I think.
Could we say he potentially is the Reggie Miller of NFL?
I like that comparison. Yeah.
Of course we can. He never had a running back, really.
Yeah.
No, he didn't, did he? He had some good receivers.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah, great receivers. Never really had a running back.
Yeah.
My number nine, most of these came from NFL.com. My number nine was these guys were in the era when you drafted somebody, they stayed there for life because the owners made it that way, really. Number nine, Mr. Coca-Cola himself, Mean Joe Green.
Ah.
So
I flirted with that one. I didn't get in my list, but I did flirt with that one just because I'm trying to do I try to be balanced in positions.
Yeah.
In addition to everything else. And so that one didn't make it either, but it's a good one. My number eight, this would have been the 1970 draft, number one overall, Terry Bradshaw. And you think, looking back, you think, no, number one overall, it's a no-brainer, right? We've seen number ones not live up to expectations, but he absolutely did.
Well, and he gets no credit. He gets no credit for those four Super Bowls. It's all about Steel Curtain and his money marquee receivers and his offensive line. It's not about him, but you know, he got dropped on his head.
I know. I was going to go there. He got dropped on his head and walked away.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah. He was from Louisiana Tech, right?
Yes.
Who was the, guy that still has the show, I think, from Louisiana that makes the famous duck calls?
I don't know his name. I just know it is Duck Dynasty.
Right. The oldest grandfather was the quarterback before Bradshaw at Louisiana Tech.
I did not know that. That's trivia right there.
Yeah, he was the starting quarterback before Bradshaw took over.
Wow.
So, but I don't remember his name.
So. Yeah, I see his face, but I can't think of the name either.
Yeah. Okay, Scott, what you got?
Number eight. I did my list based on players that I thought probably should have been drafted higher looking back, you know, like hindsight. So my number eight, this guy was drafted 17th overall in the 1990 NFL draft. Three Super Bowls, all with the Cowboys, Emmitt Smith.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I don't know how. Okay. Yep. No, I'm with you. I got it. And no, that's a great one.
Definitely.
That is a great one. I think, Scott, I'm probably doing the inverse of you, but we'll see here.
And I got a feeling our number one's going to be the same, but that's okay.
No, I think my number one will shock you guys.
Good. My number eight. My number eight's Dick Butkus. Do you know the story of Dick Butkus, Scott? Are you familiar with his background? Backstory?
Yeah, I'm familiar with his background and everything.
About him going to Notre Dame?
I did not know that, no.
He was married.
Uh-huh.
He was married out of his, after he graduated his senior year,
Because he went to Illinois, right?
Right.
Yes.
And he he visited Notre Dame, and because that's where he wanted to go to first. And he said, well, where's your married housing? And they said, well, we don't have any. He ended up going to Illinois.
Ah.
So, there you go. But, yeah, he was – he never got a championship either, and I guess he played a game with a broken leg, which I can't imagine.
I think I'd heard that, though. Yeah. Yeah, that would be – that'd be rough.
Yeah.
We are ready for number seven, correct?
Yes.
My number seven, 1985, number one overall, was Bruce Smith with the Bills.
Oh, good pick. Good pick. Do you guys play Madden at all?
Yes.
I used to.
I have three sons. Yes, I play it all the time.
he plays it in his sleep.
Yeah. That and Fortnite.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. The best Madden that I remember was the 25th anniversary where you could play with the Hall of Fame players. And, man, that was so much fun. So, because, I mean, you had Walter Payton, Barry Sanders, and Emmitt Smith in the backfield. You know, and you had Otto Graham and Warren Moon and Johnny Unitas, the quarterback. I mean, it's just insane. Insane.
I might need to try to get that and get back into it. That, you know, when I was really into it was I got the Peyton and Manning edition after they won the Super Bowl because the Colts were good in that game, you know.
So, I mean, sure.
Yeah. They had a very high rating.
I'll bet.
Yes.
are we on number seven?
Yes, sir.
All right, number seven. This guy was drafted in the 17th round of the 1956 NFL draft. Does anybody know who it is?
Deacon Jones.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I ain't got it.
Bart Starr.
Oh, wow. Sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
200th overall in the 1956 draft.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah. And I believe he won, what, four or five Super Bowls?
He won two.
Well, maybe not Super Bowls, but he was an NFL champ four or five times. So.
Right. He won two world championships and then two Super Bowls. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Is that what it was? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Now, that was, that was when Lombardi was on a roll.
Right.
You got running in the alley. So, my number seven is he did not score a touchdown in the Super Bowl win from Jackson State, Walter Payton.
Yes. Yep.
So.
Yep. Higher than I had him, but yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, and he was so upset he wasn't going to return reporters, and his agent talked him down and said, "You know, we've got national television coverage here. You need to talk to reporters." So, yeah.
I don't know if, you know, as we're getting into the second half of these, if you know, we're going to start matching up. But at number six in the 1949 draft, number one overall was Chuck Bednarik.
Oh, my gosh. He's amazing.
Yeah. He was number one overall, and he played both sides of the ball.
And he hit.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd he hit? Oh, man.
Frank Gifford.
He was out.
60.
He laid him out. He was out for a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think he hit him with a forearm to the head.
Yeah. And there's a photo of him standing over him after he did it.
Yeah.
And, but no, the thing was that I was just like, wow. And maybe I should have put him higher. But again, he was number one overall.
Yeah.
He, at the time, and maybe even still today, is the oldest person to be drafted number one overall at the age of 25. Because here's what he did. This is how bad blank he was. 1949, he served in World War II.
Right.
Then he went to college.
Yeah.
Then he got drafted number one overall. Then he knocked out Frank Gifford.
Yeah. And then 1960, the Eagles won the world championship.
Yeah, yeah. So when I want to hear about, you know, resting starters and, you know, gotta pace ourselves. And...
yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 The Colts were infamous for that for a while. So, yeah. Okay, Scott.
All right. Next on my list, drafted 16th overall in the 1985 NFL draft. Out of Mississippi Valley State, Jerry Rice.
Nice. Nice.
Great receiver. My favorite of all time.
Yeah.
I think his quote is, "We're going to release him like a bunch of caged dogs." It's LT Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember what movie he's in, but he's awesome. Oh, what is it?
Sunday, I think.
Any Given Sunday, that's the one. He's laying on the stretcher. He looks up. He's like, because it's something about tackles or something. And if he gets one more, he gets $1 million. All he wanted was $1 million.
With Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good movie.
My number five, and this is where I start to shift, I think more in line with what Scott was alluding to earlier. 1965, number 12 overall, Joe Namath out of Alabama.
Yeah, good pick. Good pick.
My number five, drafted in the 10th round of the 1964 draft, also quarterback Roger Staubach.
Captain America.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he had to sit out 2 years because he was in the Navy, right?
Yes, he did go to,
Yep. My number five, I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but the reason why he caught everything in his zip code is because his father was a mason and threw bricks to him and his brother to catch Jerry Rice.
Ah, that's a good
one. Really? I didn't know that.
Yep.
No, there's your trivia pursuit for the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I have Jerry Rice at number four. So
yeah.
Like, he's the first one that's been on all of our lists.
Right.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, all the time, and you know how well it turned out or how bad it went.
My number four, drafted in the second round in 1991 draft out of Southern Mississippi, Brett Favre.
And another one I missed. Yep.
Went to the Falcons, Brett Favre.
Favre beans.
Yeah, exactly. My number four, if you ever get a chance to see this movie, I don't remember the name of the movie, but the name of the running back was Ernie Davis. And he had some illness that made him gone too soon, but the person who followed him only played 10 years and won a championship. Then went into acting, Jim Brown.
Nice. You had him higher than I did, and a lot higher. So no, and I wondered about that, but because he was number six overall, I was like, okay, they, you know, the previous five had to have some kind of need, but yeah. I think Jim Brown is obviously he should have gone number one to somebody.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Okay, my number three, and it's probably going to get some hate mail, but my number three is Tom Brady, because...
Oh, yeah.
Sixth round, is that luck or just good?
Well, I mean, he deserves the respect, you know, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
So, but, you know... But yeah, I mean, do you know the story about him in Michigan in the dorms?
No.
Well, he wasn't paying for the heat, so he'd always turn it up to 85 because he was from California. So he didn't care. So, when he was in Michigan. So.
Sounds like some college roommates I had. But they were from New York and the region.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they were always cold. But right. Yeah.
Go ahead, Scott.
My number three. This is the only one I have on there. It was the number one overall pick. And the reason I'm on, he's here is because, you know, of what could have been if we had drafted the other person. But my number three is Peyton Manning.
Yeah. Yep. Nope. You nailed it on the head right there.
Oh, well, I guess I took the easy way out. So my number three, when he was playing in the Super Bowl, spotted, everybody was really kind of nervous. And everybody said, and he said, "Hey, there's John Candy from Notre Dame, Joe Montana."
Yeah. That's a good one. That is. That's a good one. My number two, it's been mentioned at least once before, was Emmitt Smith because he was drafted 17th. You're telling me 16 other teams didn't need a running back that year?
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
My number two is Joe Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was drafted in the third round, so every team passed on him at least twice. So.
Jeez. Yeah,
I'm glad that he got the mention because I missed him. And there's, again, so many. I think we could have done a top 30 and still would have missed some.
And no offense, I'm not a fan of Mel Kiper. But I mean, we could talk about that next. My number two is a homer pick from USC. His friend was in the news recently. He rode in the white Bronco, Marcus Allen.
That's all he's known for.
Yeah. Well, he did help win a Super Bowl his rookie year. Yes,
he rode in a Bronco when they would make Broncos regularly, and then since that time, the Bronco's been canceled, and now it's coming back.
Right.
God. It's a crazy world.
Yes, it is.
All right. Numero uno, no surprise, Peyton Manning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because I remember watching that draft, and there was so much discussion on whether Ryan Leaf was going to be taken. And it was like, oh, my God. So, yes, thank you, God.
Yeah, I did that as well because I'm a Peyton guy. If I wasn't a Peyton guy, he wouldn't be my number one. You know what? He changed television here.
Huh. Yeah.
Because we used to never carry Bronco games, but when he went to Denver, we were always carrying the 4 o'clock Denver game.
Yeah.
Whether they were playing, you know, the Banana Slugs of Santa Barbara, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
So yeah.
My mom was a Peyton fan. I she and I have gone back and forth ever since the incident because she bought the Peyton Manning Denver jersey and the whole thing, and I was like, wait a second, I'm a Colts fan, sorry. So
right, so Scott, it's on you. What you got?
My number one's Tom Brady. I mean, drafted in the sixth round, and he goes on to win, you know, multiple Super Bowls. And
I mean, that to Scott's, in my credit, you know, and yes, we've all mentioned him now at various levels.
Yes.
How, if let's see, what was it I said that, what, in 1990, 16 other teams didn't need a running back for him and Smith?
Right.
How, sixth round, I don't know what actual count it was, but, you know, that there were hundreds of picks that didn't take Tom Brady.
I think he was number 100.
Was it exactly 100?
I don't know that for a fact, but I think
who, Tom Brady?
Yeah.
He was 199.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah. I said hundreds. I was two off.
Wow. But I mean, yeah, you got to respect the guy. I'm not sure. So,
you know, it might have been a whole different story for him had some other team drafted him. So, I mean,
true. Is that Bill Belichick? Is that Brady? I think this last year showed it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
I think it was a combination of both, but yeah.
Perfect storm.
Yep.
Okay, so off the top of your head, can you do, like, worst picks?
Ryan Leaf. Oh, okay. I actually have a fun fact. Going back to my list, and I didn't mention it at the time. Guess who was picked right before Barry Sanders at number 3 in 1989?
I have no idea.
Tony Mandrich.
From the Colts.
Wow.
Well, he got drafted by Green Bay first.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And he came to the Colts later and he blew up his knee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a couple.
The worst pick I can think of, and hopefully this doesn't upset you, Joe.
Not at all. Jamarcus,
no, Jamarcus Russell.
Do you know the story how that happened?
I've heard it, now I've forgotten it.
Okay. This was in Sports Illustrated. When Al Davis died, Reggie McKenzie came over for the Packers to be the GM. And in Alameda, California, their practice facility, he was running around the track the first time, and there was like a huge crack in the track, and he fell down and almost twisted his ankle. And he went to the front office and said, "Where's the groundskeeper?" And they said, "We don't have one." So he was taking the tour of the complex, and he was looking around. He said, "Where's all the film study for all the NFL teams? We don't have any." So he was looking around some more and he says, "Okay, where's all the film for your college recruits? We don't have any." So Al Davis watched the one game where LSU beat Notre Dame in the bowl and said, "That's our new quarterback." So, yeah. So
there's a lot of dart throwing in this game.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's see. Snake eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's dice, though. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Who else? Terrible picks.
Who was the running back that the Rams took after they traded away Bettis from he was from a Big Ten school? Oh, God.
I don't know.
I remember that not working out for him.
Yeah. Lawrence Phillips.
Yes.
From Nebraska.
Yeah. Yep. That's who it was.
They traded away Bettis, and then they took him, even though he was getting charged with several crimes even like before they drafted him. And they drafted him anyway. So
that was his part time job being in court.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Robert Griffin III.
Yeah. Somewhere Ricky T's still wrapping himself about that one.
Do you know the story of what I did with that?
No.
I gave him a Robert Griffin III figure.
That's right.
And I didn't know anything about him. He had a hemorrhage. I said, "Well, if you don't want it, just use it for some kindling. That's fine. I don't care." But he had a hemorrhage. So, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't bring you some Jamarcus Russell stuff.
That's fine. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. It was dreadful when I'd. During the years, I wear my Raiders stuff at work. Dreadful.
Rob, who would you say is the Colts' worst pick ever? Let's see if we agree on this one.
Oh, gosh.
Think back to the early 90s.
I know this one, hands down.
First overall pick.
I know this one, hands down.
I can't remember.
He was a transfer from Big Ten to Big Ten.
Oh, yeah. Jeff George played for every high school in the state, every college in the Big Ten. Yes.
Well, that's not who I was thinking, but yes,
okay.
Steve Entman.
Yeah.
Do you remember him, Rob?
That's true. Yes, I do remember him.
He was supposed to be, you know,
it.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the guy on defense, and yeah,
it didn't happen.
Didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
But with Jeff George, you know, he went to Warren Central, then he went.
Yeah, I forgot about George.
But he went to Purdue and ended up at Illinois, and he ticked his offensive line off so bad. They just said, "Ole, have at it."
Right. Right.
So, passing on his back.
I worked with a lady years ago, and she went to high school with him. Yeah. And every time we'd bring that up, and she was proud of the fact. I was like, are you kidding me? I would not tell anybody anywhere that fact, because it's like, nope.
Who's the guy that's on Fox Sports that says he's a great quarterback all the time? That went to Ball State. Okay, well.
No.
Okay, well. Yeah. He says all the time he's a great quarterback. I'm like, yeah. And see, it's kind of funny. He also played with the Raiders. And that was the first year Gruden was there. And they went 8-8. And then he went and got Rich Gannon. So.
Yeah. So yeah, I do remember that. And the there's another one, and I can't. Now it's gone.
And the craziest thing is
Dilger. Is it Dilger? Is that who you're talking about as far as the broadcaster?
No, it's African American gentleman Jay something.
Yeah, I can't remember.
So what's even scarier is I have a Jeff George Raiders jersey. It's worn out. Which I've worn for Halloween a couple times. So, yeah.
That is, I would keep that. You own that one.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I'm just trying to figure out if Rodrigo Blankenship's jersey sales are going up. I bet they are.
Oh my! So,
Mike Pagel. There's another one.
Oh,
Art Schleister.
Yeah. Gary Hogaboom, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there like 18 quarterbacks?
Tom Tupa.
Before Manning?
Yeah.
14 or 18?
Yeah. It was a revolving door.
I mean, except for Harbaugh, they were all pretty lame-o.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, once they got Harbaugh, but that was the thing that screamed out to me, like in the 1990 draft, you know.
Yeah,
I'm assuming the Colts were picking before the Cowboys that year, and they just could not seem to figure out Emmitt Smith.
What do you guys think the Colts need here on Thursday?
There's two things I'm seeing of where they're probably going to go. I mean, if they're not trying to get too cute with it. I think Ballard is, he's proven himself in the draft the last two or three years with not really high picks. So what I'm hearing is it's going to be an edge rusher or a left tackle. So I'm leaning towards left tackle.
Okay. I agree with both of those, but there's two other glaring needs.
I think they need a receiver. I think they need another receiver. Yeah. But that'll happen later, I think.
What do you think of for a backup quarterback?
Brissett is not with the Colts anymore.
He's with Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't even know who the backup is right now. Couldn't tell you.
Well, yes, it's the guy
who never whose played.
Father was a whose father was a quarterback, and he's had the son who is, I thought, was third string last year, never played. He had some legal problems, maybe. some kind of issues, and they were, you know. So I think he's out there, and he's supposed to be pretty decent. So maybe they're going to bring him in.
I thought Luck retired.
Yeah, I did. And all of a sudden, my Luck jersey spontaneously combusted.
That's funny. Oh my!
They're gonna bring him back, you know.
Oh my!
I just well, because you know he was out of Stanford, very smart architecture major, I believe, and
yeah,
he better be building the mother of all bridges somewhere. Cause...
Well, doesn't he have a son by kids by now?
Yeah, they've got kids.
And yeah, that was
a, you know, a pivotal thing in it.
Yeah,
some of the length of career for some of the players we've talked about. I looked back, and you know, Jerry Rice as a receiver played for 20 years,
right?
You know,
right.
Yeah, but and you know the harder hitting positions. I think they, you know, they were lucky to get 10 out of it. So,
but let's not forget with Jerry Rice. They had to drag him off the field at Seattle.
Yeah.
So yeah. He should have walked away. After he was done with the Raiders, he really should have walked away and said, well, okay.
Yeah, I agree.
So, let's see. Some other bad picks.
I've got one.
Sure.
Another bad pick.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Richardson by Cleveland, and then the Colts picked him up.
And then the Raiders picked him up after that.
And then he didn't play anymore, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
And that all took about, what, 2 years?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was at number... I can't remember. He top 10. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot Terrell Pryor.
I was, yeah.
So, yeah.
There's been some garbage for sure. It's hit and miss. You know, 198 picks before Tom Brady. Somebody missed, well, everybody missed something there because, yeah, that was. But again, it goes back to the whole, you know, throwing a dart at it and hope it sticks. How much of this is guessing versus science or, you know, research? So.
Well, I know what Thomas Dolby would say.
What's that?
Science.
Science, yes. We're following the science. We finally decided we don't need to wear masks outside. Yay.
Well, you still do it in Marion County.
Yeah, so. Well, after, let's see, 2 weeks after this next a week from today, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, you know?
Well, I saw a gentleman had no mask in there in Meijer, and then I saw a lady in there, no mask with her kid. And I'm like, okay.
Well, in the past 2 weeks, here's how unscientific I've been. I've been to a wedding packed in with people at a reception. No yeah. dancing, no singing, none of that. But we did sit and eat. I yeah. have helped my mom going back and forth to IU Health
yeah.
Hospital for a heart procedure. So, yeah. You know, if you want to really get COVID, you go to a hospital.
Yeah.
This time last week, I was serving jury duty. And I promise you, when we were in deliberation, they did put us in a big room. We weren't in a small room. But there wasn't a person with a mask on in there, even though it was Marion County, City County building. We were like, we've been wearing masks for 16 of the past 48 hours. Not doing it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I understand.
If I don't have COVID after the last 2 weeks, I ain't gonna get it. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand that argument. So
everybody needs to follow their conscience. And yes, there's rules, but I think we're getting to the place where those rules need to be rolled back. So,
yeah, right. Well, if it's all right with you guys, I'm going to end this a little early. So
good deal.
All right. Any closing statements, gentlemen?
Let's go Colts in the draft. Don't get a Tony Mandarich, a Jamarcus Russell,
or Brian Jeff Lee, George,
or a Mike Pagel,
or a Jeff George,
Tom Tupa. Don't none of those. That's bad. Yeah. But you know, with the draft picks they've done over the last, especially 2 years, it's been dead on to the point, perfect. And you know, the more perfect you are, the more likely is you're going to have a bad one. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think Ballard's done a good job so far. Mm-hmm. So
I agree. Quentin Nelson, forget about it.
Yeah he's an all-star, so you know. So this episode is brought to you by the letter D as in draft, Joshua 1, Psalm 91, and 1 Peter 5:7. For Rob and Scott, I'm Joe Carney for Indy's Local Flavor, and we'll see you soon.